Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Yeah, g'day. Sorry, I missed your call. My name's Eric.
Eric, it's Alec. How you going?
Yeah, Alec. Good, thanks.
That's the way, mate. We've got this diff swapped over for you and put it in the car. We've gone to take it for a little putt up the road, and in the unlock state on your DCCD, the car drives normal. And as soon as you lock up the DCCD in the gearbox, obviously the car starts to bind as if it was like a wrong ratio or it's got some internal problem with the rear of the box. So we took the put the car back up on the hoist. We drained the gearbox oil to count out the front teeth on the crown wheel. And the front crown wheel ratio is correct for what the gearbox code is. And our rear diff ratio is correct for what the gearbox code is. So it's all matching. However, yeah, like I said, driving in a straight line with the DCCD in the unlock state, the car drives as normal. As soon as you wind up the lock state, it starts to bind the car. And you get a thumping noise from the center of the transmission. So there's
okay.
something else going on in there, mate, that that doesn't make sense, I must say.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We did some confirmation of ratios for you just to make sure that someone hadn't rebuilt the wrong ratio internals into a case with a sticker that obviously doesn't reflect what's inside it. However, I've confirmed. Yeah, correct. So there's two things going on your car. One is the ID tag is a different gearbox code to the gearbox that's in the car.
Right.
Okay, so the one on your tower, the ID tag, says that the gearbox is meant to be a 411.
Yes.
Okay? However, the code on the transmission that's in the car, which has its own tag, says it's meant to be a 3.9. So you've got to trust the gearbox because obviously that's what's in the car. It's had a gearbox swap somewhere in its life. So we put in a 3.9, which is actually what came out of your car anyway. So we confirmed what we removed and what we refitted is the same. So essentially we haven't changed anything. And then obviously we tested it and we could feel the thumping. So we brought it back. I said, I better double check to make sure someone hasn't done a ratio change on the front. So we drained the gearbox oil and counted the teeth on the crown wheel. You can access this through the drain plug. And no, it is a 3.9. So we have the correct front and rear diff. The only thing I can think of is something is wrong with the DCCD unit or the transfer gears are incorrect for the car.
Transfer gears?
Which is inside the gearbox. It's inside the gearbox.
Okay, next step?
So at the moment, the issue is obviously popping the box out to work out what's going on inside it.
Okay.
It gets a bit deeper from here, unfortunately, Eric. This is the line of where we sort of draw the... It needed a diff. The diff was blown up. And what had actually happened is all the bolts are out of the crown wheel. They're all missing? Yeah, they're all missing. So that's what's exploded the case. The bolts fell out, jammed themselves in the case and exploded the case.
Oh.
Yeah, so we've got the old diff for you here to see.
Okay. What sort of money we're looking at to have a look at this
gearbox?
Well,
I'd probably need to assess where to from here with it. This is not something we can do in the next 2 weeks. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
We'll just chock a block with cars here.
Yeah, that's all right. I can bring it back. There's no rush on this, but
if you leave it in unlock, the car drives normal up the road.
Okay,
it's when you move the DCCD to the lock state or further towards lock, you start to feel the bind in the car and it starts to shake.
Okay, so what does that do? Does that convert power towards the front or the rear?
So what the DCCD does is it converts from allowing the diff in the center to spin at different speeds, so different wheel speeds front, different wheel speeds rear, to locking the front and rear wheels together so they have to rotate at the same speed. Now, if it had the correct transfer gears, which is essentially in your gearbox should be straight through, it should all be able to rotate in harmony and not have an issue. It feels like someone's done something strange in that gearbox and potentially got the wrong ratio transfers, which is not allowing it to rotate at the same speed, which means when you lock it, it's causing a vibration because it's binding the bits.
Yep, gotcha. All right.
That's what I believe is happening.
Okay, so gearbox needs to come out and be inspected.
See, one thing I, you know, that's what I think. What I might do, I've just noticed you've got two different size tyres on here. 255. This might be a little bit of a contributor. Hang on, you got one 205/55/16. Got another 205/55/16. 205/55/16, yeah. This one is a 205/55/16. You've only got one 205/50.
Right.
So you've got one wheel that's a different size on the front. All I can do is try and swap that wheel out and see if the speed syncs up and it takes away the problem. I can give you a call back. If it's not that contributing, then when I don't think it's going to be honest, because it's on the front and it's got an open front diff. It's going to need the box to come out and then work out what's going on with the ratios inside there.
Which
is a difficult one to quote because obviously we don't know what there is to work with.
Gotcha.
Ultimately, sometimes it is easier to just jump ship with a second-hand gearbox of some sort.
Well, what are they sort of costing?
Sort of a couple of grand and up.
Yeah.
Just depends on which one we're trying to choose.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's not that bad. Worst scenario, if it's not the tyre that's contributing, do I need to trail it back to my house or?
Yes, because it's leaking oil from the right-hand side of the motor and it was smoking out the tailpipe.
Oh, so it's got that problem as well.
Yeah, there's a few other things going. We've got a bit of a list going for you, so it's not exactly in great condition, unfortunately. It's probably easier to maybe get you to come down.
Yeah.
And we can run through some of the stuff on the car.
Yeah.
And maybe work out on the plan for the future.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
Shall we do that? So did you want to organise pick up for it today, tomorrow?
I'll organise pick up for it. Yeah, I'll try and get it today. Good luck. If not, probably.
So you'll drop in today?
I'll drop in today to talk to you.
No worries. All awesome. All right, see you then.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.